Welcome back to the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz, and we're going to continue with our salute to Duke Ellington. And by the way, this is Kent Lindquist, and I'd like to mention that our inimitable and knowledgeable co-host, Bill Satterley, was unavoidably absent tonight, and we look forward to seeing Bill again next week. So I'm going to forge ahead solo here tonight and try to bring some more swinging sounds your way. We're going to kick off the first hour with tenor man Scott Hamilton from his Concord CD, Organic Duke. And play on words here, because we've got Mike Ladani on organ, Dennis Irwin on bass, Chuck Riggs on drums, and this is an old Ellington standard called Just a Sittin' and a Rockin'.
Thank you.
Tenor sax sounds of Scott Hamilton, including Mike LaDonia on organ, Dennis Irwin on bass, Chuck Higgs on drums. That's from Scott's Concord album, Organic Duke, doing a Duke and Ellington composition called Just a Sittin' and a Rockin'. Now we're going to turn to the tasteful piano sounds of Mary Parlin, one of the finest of the piano players on the distaff side of the jazz world, and if you listen to PBS radio over the years, you heard Mary McParland do piano jazz for probably about 10 years interviewing various jazz artists. She was on PBS for quite some time. This is a gorgeous little thing that was written by Duke Ellington that Marion's going to play called All Too Soon. Thank you. was, as you can hear live from Maybeck Hall in out in California, that was a piano solo rendition of All Too Soon, one of Duke Ellington's prettier tunes, done by that great female pianist Mary McPartland. We're going to now turn to guitarist Kenny Burrell, a student of Ellington. He, as a matter of fact, he taught a course in Ellington at UCLA. And, of course, Kenny has been a great guitar player out of Detroit, been around for years and years and years. And he put out two CDs, Ellington Is Forever Volume 1, Ellington Is Forever Volume 2. We're going to play a track from Ellington Is Forever Volume 2, I Ain't Got Nothing But the Blues, with Kenny on guitar, Ned Alley on cornet, Jerome Richardson on sax, Philly Joe Jones on drums, Jimmy Jones on piano, George Mraz on bass. Let's listen to I Ain't Got Nothing But the Blues.
Thank you.
Gorgeous version of I Ain't Got Nothing But the Blues, another great Ellington composition. That group was headed up by guitarist Kenny Burrell, and it had some great plunger trombone there by Quentin Butter Jackson. Okay, now we're going to pick up the tempo a little bit, and we're going to do something by David Fathead Newman from his album Mr. Gentle and Mr. Cool, a tribute to Duke Ellington. And this is an upbeat thing that I think Johnny Hodges had most to do with it. He used to play alto sax in the Ellington Band, but it's always been associated with the Ellington Group. Let's listen to Jeep's Blues. That was Jeep's Blues, a tune associated with the Ellington Band. Probably the major composer credits on that particular composition was probably alto sax man Johnny Hodges, who played in the Ellington Band for over 25 years. That was included, besides Fathead Newman on tenor sax, we had Louis Nash on drums, Peter Washington on bass, David Leonhardt on piano, Ron Carter on piccolo bass. Now we're going to turn around and do something from an album by the MJQ, that's the Modern Jazz Quartet, on the East West label, called the Modern Jazz Quartet for Ellington. Of course, the Modern Jazz Quartet is the classic quartet comprised of John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Milt Jackson on vibes, Connie Kay on drums. This is a tune that was before the theme of the Ellington Band was the A-Train. Right before that, their theme was called Sepia Panorama. Let's listen to the MJQ do Ellington's Sepia Panorama. Thank you. rather unknown composition by Duke Ellington, but that was his theme song for a while before Billy Strayhorn wrote The A-Train and became the long-standing theme song of the Duke Ellington Band. That was, of course, the Modern Jazz Quartet, with John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Mel Jackson on vibes, Connie Kay on drums, from their East-West album, Modern Jazz Quartet for Ellingtons. Now we're going to do something by tenor sax man Bud Freeman, originally from Chicago. And this is from his Prestige Swingfield album, the Bud Freeman All-Stars, featuring Shorty Baker. Shorty Baker's a trumpet player who played off and on with the Ellington Band for several years. We also have Claude Hopkins on piano and J.C. Hurd on bass, George DeVivier on J.C. Hurd on drums, I'm sorry, George DeVivier on bass. This is Ellington's I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart. Thank you. right. That was Bud Freeman on tenor sax, ably assisted by Harold Shorty Bakers on trumpet, Claude Hopkins on piano, George DeVivia on bass, J.C. Hurd on drums, doing Ellington's I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart. We're going to do another short track by the Oscar Peterson Trio, which you heard in the first hour of this show. And this is Oscar Peterson's trio with Herb Ellis on guitar and Ray Brown on bass doing Ellington's Rockin' in Rhythm. Oscar Peterson Trio doing Rockin' in Rhythm, an old Duke Ellington standby. It was in the Ellington book for probably 40 years or more. Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, a classic Oscar Peterson Trio. Well, we hope you've enjoyed the 2 hours of salute to Duke Ellington tonight. This is Kent Lindquist. Unfortunately, my co-host Bill Sarley could not be with us tonight, and hopefully he'll be back with us next week. We're going to close out with one more Ellington tune, In a Mellow Tone. This is an album headed up by trombonist Bill Harris from a fantasy album called Bill Harris and Friends. And we've got Ben Webster on tenor sax, Jimmy Rawls on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, Stan Levy on drums. We hope you enjoy this last swinging version of an Ellington composition. Let's listen to In a Mellow Tone. Thank you.
Thank you.